So I want to start by saying thank you. Thank you to all of you for coming to Chicago over the last couple of days. Thank you for spending so much time in your seats here in this room. I don't think I've seen so many filled seats for such a long period of time at any conference I've ever been at, and that's wonderfully exciting. The enthusiasm that was shared, the collegiality, the richness of the presentations, simply mind-boggling and exceeded all of our expectations for the conference. Again, I want to thank some very special people who were involved in making this conference happen. First are all of the program committee members. Can I ask everybody who's here and in the room, could you all stand up? All the program committee members? Can we give a round of applause to all of these folks? Thank you. I want to say thank you to all of our panelists, presenters over the course of the last couple of days. I must admit, from the beginning, I was a little concerned. How is it we were going to pull off having such wonderful and amazing experts speak on their topic of expertise to such a broad and diverse audience? But man, you pulled it off. Can I invite all of the panelists to please stand? Of course, we are very grateful for our conference sponsorship, again, to Bill and Sheila Lampert and the School of Communication here at Northwestern, the Northwestern Institute on Complex Systems, the NIH, the National Center for Research Resources, the National Cancer Institute, and for the New Katz Institute. And speaking of the New Katz Institute, I want to wish a very, very heartfelt and grateful and personal thanks to the staff members of the New Katz Institute, Lena Cho. Wait, Lena. Meredith Woolard. And equally important in my life to my husband, my partner here at work, our conference manager, an extraordinary individual, LaTanya Trimuel. So as we start to move towards the end of the conference, you can imagine all of the notes I've taken, the notes our professional writer has taken, and we'll go through all of those. There will be a summary proceedings of the conference that will be published in Clinical and Translational Science come August. The program committee had discussions this morning about how it is we would move forward on publishing the concept mapping project and other aspects. So watch for more information to come from us. In addition, as I had stated at the beginning of in my opening remarks, really looking forward towards being able to build a community of practice. And I want to borrow from the effective practices of the Science of Science Policy Group and the way they have so effectively brought together and built a community of scientists and practitioners who are interested in science policy and who could come together to work. And so that's what we'd like to do now with regard to the science of team science as well. And of course, we'll be working very closely with Kara and her group on the amazing toolkit website that they've put together. We'll also be transforming the website that you've seen up here and the one that you use to register for our conference from a conference-centric website to a community-centric website, using it as one of the hubs to help bring people together, to help you locate and identify information that's of value to you, whether you're practicing team science or researching team science, or looking for opportunities to engage with one another. And for our funding partners, and yes, they are absolutely partners, to be able to keep an eye on what's going out and to have their decisions and policy informed by what's happening by the practitioners and by the scientists. And so you will receive shortly after the end of this conference an electronic evaluation. Perhaps of any other evaluation you've ever done, I ask you to pay close and special attention to the places that are not just check here, the places that we ask for your narrative input to tell us how we can improve this conference in the future. It is an annual conference, and we most importantly want your feedback to tell us how we can move the conference forward and make it most valuable to all of you and to the additional colleagues that we're going to bring into the fold in years to come. We'd like to know about such things as what things you'd like to see up on both Kara's NCI's website and on our community website with regards to things like training programs and courses. And if you have those materials, share them with me so that we can get them up. The bibliography and being able to keep references on the science of team science. I found this to be a particularly difficult problem because I can't just go to PubMed the way I did when I was a graduate student and a postdoc and ping for the publications that I like. They mostly don't reside in PubMed. And so we have to be able to rely on publications in areas and domains as diverse as economics and business administration and physics and social sciences and humanities. We'll work on establishing and working through the listserv and subscribing folks who are here at the conference and make sure you gain access to the NCI's new listserv. We will distribute a list of all of the conference attendees. It's just that we had about 12 conference attendees register since the start of this conference, which is a little over 5% of the conference. So we'll get that updated. We will ask the question if you would like your contact information not to be shared. We will exclude it from that list. But truly, I can't even imagine why you'd want that not to happen. Okay. We also want to think about communities within the science of team science. We recognize that for this year, it was perfectly reasonable to try to get together 200 people. And the cross-fertilization between ideas and domains and ways of approaching team science was great. But that we also understand that you're going to want to get together with colleagues who are like you and working in the areas that you are so that you can build new research collaborations of your own, whether they be in your discipline of science you're interested in or in the discipline of the science of team science. We also want to know about best practices and effective practices and case studies for successful and unsuccessful scientific collaborations. We heard here today that we can learn quite a bit from the unsuccessful collaborations, and we hope that you will be willing to share, recognizing that that can be difficult as well. Finally, I just want to say that as folks decide to have new ideas, whether they be for the science that you're pursuing or ways to engage in new research, I'd like to encourage you to do it. Take that leap of faith. Decide that you'll figure out how to get those resources and you can make it happen. It is very much what happened for the science of team science, and now the resources are abounding and a couple more offers for support for the conference in following years. But again, for us and for a successful Science of Team Science conference to continue, we will rely on your input and your feedback. And so I really ask that when we ask, and we won't do it too often, I promise, that you stop and take just a few moments as you've stopped and taken the last couple of days to spend with us to share with us your ideas and thoughts and allow us to integrate that into the programs that we develop into the future. Thank you very, very much. And safe travels back home for those of you who are leaving, for those of you who are staying for the social network analysis workshop. Casual clothing and no high heels necessary for tomorrow's workshop so we can all be a little more casual. We have some minutes left today, and just as we've done at the end of any other session, I'd like to open up the mic and hear any thoughts and ideas about what we can. So, it doesn't have to be in any structure. I have notes. Our professional writer is still here, and she's capturing those ideas. And so this makes for a great forum to do that. So we can definitely take the next 30 minutes or so to engage in that dialogue before people, the good ideas fall out of your head and you start to get busy with all of the other things that you've had to put off the last couple of days. But once again, thank you very, very much.